Did you like the tenor in Dan Campbell's voice during that injury update?
No. No. I don't.
I mean, he sounded like stressed out about it.
Yeah. I get it. Well, think of it this way, right? If it's bad enough, you've lost your starting center for the first maybe six games of the season, mm-hmm. right? And nobody wants to bring up injuries because they've been such a prevalent part of the reason the Lions haven't advanced in the last couple of years. So when you start a season and then there's an injury, I mean, look, you're always going to expect an injury of some kind. And you hope that it's nothing too serious. And it doesn't sound on the outset like this one's going to be serious with Sam Laporta with a hip. But it's a hip following a back surgery that he's recovered from. And it's you get a little concerned there. And when you bring in an offensive coordinator from a team that they utilize the tight end like crazy, to the point where Trey McBride was setting records at Arizona. And then you get your hopes up. Oh, well, what can he do for Sam Laporta and the tight end group here with the Lions? Okay, that'd be great. But now that it might be taken away for maybe the first week of the season or longer. Yeah, I can understand why there'd be a little stress in the voice.
Let's replay it. This is from moments ago, Dan Campbell talking about Sam Laporta's hip injury.
I don't feel okay.
I don't either.
How do you feel after you hear that?
I mean, I think you and I have a pretty long reputation of not being panic farmers.
Right.
And I don't, I'm not trying to panic on this at all.
We even have a panic advisor.
We do. Well, we should panic, but we should. I'm not consulting the advisor on this one. I'm a little panicked.
Yeah. This might be out of her realm, but this is, I don't like hearing that. I don't feel comfortable hearing that.
Kang, you're the governor of we turn to you for a lot of advice and a lot of counsel, and sometimes you're a better judge of what's coming out of the speakers than we are. Are we panicking too much over this?
I don't want to say you're panicking too much because I'm a little panicked, but here's the thing. If I try to calm myself down, and maybe you two as well, is in the beginning, before Dave Burkett asked the follow-up, he did say, basically, it's not a big deal, right? Where it's just a little flare-up, it's not a big deal. It's when he asked the follow-up question, yeah. That's where the panic starts to set in, where he's like, I don't know.
It's like, it's not a big deal. I mean, we'll have him back.
Yeah, yeah.
But by the start of the season?
Yeah, that's like...
And it's a late start this year. It's 24 days away.
And you can almost hear the exasperation. He's like, I don't know, Dave.
I hope he's exasperated. Dave, this is Dave's fault. Dave, I'm sick of your questions.
Right, Dave, shut up. Yeah. Shut up, Dave. We're fine.
You're always pressing me, Dave. Damn you, Dave. We're misinterpreting. Okay, I feel better. Yeah. We're misinterpreting it.
Is that it?
That troublemaker, Dave Burkett, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, yes. But I feel like if you would have asked one more follow-up, Dan Campbell would have been like, we're screwed, Dave. We're screwed.
We're canceling the season.
It only gets worse every time you ask more questions.
We thought we had a chance. We don't have a chance. We're gonna fold up. I don't know what to do.
This is not a laughing matter.
Well, hopefully it's not terribly easy. Let's just go with the first part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he's got a hip. He's just going to rest him for a little bit here.
All right, so they did bring in Tyler Conklin.
Yeah.
And Tyler Conklin at 31 has... kind of has that career arc of looking like his most productive days might be in the rearview mirror. That doesn't mean he couldn't be a good role player when you have a healthy group of tight ends. I'm not sure that he's a place in his career where he's ready to assume the load of being tight end one. I really wanted to get Chigga Okonkwo, who was with Tennessee last year and put up really big numbers and scored touchdowns and had some big plays. And he signed with Washington. So,
well, Conklin's not that far removed from being a productive tight end in the league. I mean, the 2 years ago, he had 51 receptions. Last year, he only had 7, which is kind of strange.
in 13 games. But, you know, he had a stretch there, a four-year stretch of 61, 58, 61, and 51 receptions.
So he had 61, 58, 61, 51, mm-hmm. 7.
Yeah.
That's trending. Maybe he was dealing with an injury last
well,
year.
Well, yeah, and he's also, is he, well, he was number one, I think he was number one tight end in Minnesota because they had him before, then they traded for Hawkinson, so yeah.
When I think about
playing with the Jets, for crying out loud, how good are you going to be with the Jets with all the issues they've had at quarterback?
Outside of quarterback, if you're going to tell me, I mean, I guess I don't want a receiver to get hurt, but that's a deep room, and that's a talented room. I don't want a running back to get hurt, but I'm okay if Pacheco needs to carry the load for all right, a couple
slow
of
down.
Weeks.
Slow down, Doug.
What?
This isn't serious. This isn't an ACL. It's not an Achilles. This isn't a shoulder. It's a bruised it's a, hip.
Is it a soft
it's
tissue?
Just,
is
it's a just soft a tissue. Soft tissue injury right to now. To the hip. This is nothing to get too concerned about. This is just it. Wipe it clean. All right. He's not in concussion protocol, where he's got a history of that. None of that. All right. Not a collarbone. It's not a dislocated elbow. Doesn't have a broken hand. He's okay. They're just going to rest him for a little bit.
Are you convincing yourself? Or are you convincing?
Yes.
Me? Okay.
And hopefully the rest of us.
Yeah, this could be a lot of angst over nothing. All right. Do you want to come up with my ethics question or college football question?
Oh, ethics.
Ethics?
Yeah.
Go with ethics.
I like, got a moral dilemma?
No. Well, I had one, sort of.
And you're concerned about how you handled it?
I want to know how I should have handled it.
Okay.
So when we are on vacation, we're in a beautiful northern Michigan town, and we pulled in. This was not one of the nights we were camping.
Okay.
We pulled into a hotel, and the hotel had limited on-site parking, but it had, you know, auxiliary lot.
Oh, good God. Yeah.
So when we were checking in, there was actually plenty of parking on-site, and we went to run a couple errands and came back, and a lot more people had checked in.
Oh, there's less parking.
And there was significantly less parking. And as we pulled in the lot, we saw one space. And I drove over there, and there was a woman standing in it. And I put my blinker on to indicate I was going to pull into that space.
Yeah.
And she put up the stop sign with her hand.
Uh-huh.
And said, "I'm holding this spot."
No. Get out of the way. I will run you over.
In theory, that's what I said through my head. I did not proceed to run her over, which feels like it would have been a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
But can you do this?
No. No. This is an awesome opportunity to use your outside voice. You can get angry with this one. Get out of the way. Excuse me. Yeah, I see your hand up like you're holding a space. This is not what we do. You're not holding a seat for somebody at a movie theater, okay? This is a parking spot, and obviously they are at a premium. Move out of the way, please, with sugar on top.
Kang?
I can't believe that people do this, but it's they do. Incredible. There are people like this out there, but I'm like you, Doug. I'm in part of my life where I'm trying to lower my confrontations of moving, you know, with people, with strangers that I don't know moving forward. I don't need this, and so if there was a spot right around there that was open, I might just do that. But if there's no spots.
Sounds like there was no spots.
I got to say something, man. Like, at least to the fact, like, you can't hold the spot. Like, you just, and then I guess go from there. I don't know how adamant.
She? I need some more details. How old was she?
She didn't look old.
Okay, so like...
She wasn't young, okay, but I don't know.
Somewhere between 40 and 60.
I would have said between 30 and 50.
Okay. Was she a larger woman?
Not particularly, but okay. I wouldn't call her in shape.
Okay. I'm just trying to size this whole situation up.
What are you saying? You could just move her along?
No. You'll see where I'm going.
You could have taken her.
Yeah. No. You'll see where I'm going with this. Okay.
Yep.
Was your wife in the car with you at the time?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have an opinion on this woman that's holding up her hand, preventing you from pulling into the parking spot?
Your wife can, she can be pretty.
She can get feisty. Yeah.
Was she feisty in the situation?
She wasn't. No.
Could she have gotten to feisty, or was she like just figuring out another part, did she not understand what was happening?
No, she knew what was going on.
So she wasn't feisty.
I think I said some things and that made her laugh.
Because my next question is, do you think your wife could take her? And that question is usually a yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, if push comes to shove, Karen's got to get out of the way.
Okay, but the question becomes, is it worth it? Like, if she's going to stand her ground, what do you do here? It's a parking spot.
Yeah, I got it. Look, half of this is in jest here, but the reality is the situation. In the real world, I would pull up in that situation if someone was holding up her hand and I've got the window down. I'm like, why do you have your hand up? So I'm holding this for somebody. And I would say in a calm voice, I'm sorry, you can't hold this parking spot for somebody. I'm literally ready to park in here, and whomever it is that you're holding a spot for is not. I'm going to ask you to please move out of the way and be as kind as you can.
That's not happening.
You can try it.
You're going to be upset. You're going to be like, what is this person doing?
Okay,
there's
an
inside voice and there's an outside voice.
Things that ran through my head, and then I'll tell you what I did and what happened. All right? And we will get to that in 5 minutes. But what are you supposed to do?
Could you be a lamb and just move?
Hey, sports fans, Twin Peaks has an action-packed weekend planned for everyone. That's right. The best sports bar on the planet has you lined up nicely. Your local baseball team in the fight for their playoff lives, starting a series with division rival Kansas City tomorrow. And then the Honolulu Blue Cats are back in the preseason action at noon. And the word is multiple starters will be playing, although not Jared Goff and not Sam Laporta. A lot of feedback coming in here. Is it an ethical dilemma? I don't know if it's an ethical dilemma, but it was a challenging situation out in public. And I'm wondering how you would handle it. What is the appropriate way to handle it? My favorite response, though, that I've seen come in here. Oh, no, I've lost it. From Koi Boy One. In the wild, Karens should not be approached.
I think you handle this like Dalton did in Roadhouse as the cooler of the Double Deuce. Always be nice until it's time to not be nice. So be nice. Excuse me. I need to pull into this spot.
No.
Please, if you understand that there aren't parking spots here, whomever you're holding this for is not here. I am. I need to pull in this spot.
No.
Until it's time to not be nice. And then you're going to let expletives fly and you're going to start to push.
Look, Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then you tell your wife to get out of the car and move her out of the way.
Can you have any follow-up questions?
No, I'm just going to say that's being reasonable. Someone who's standing in a parking spot saving for somebody else or for themselves is not a reasonable move. So I don't think you can reason with that person, whether you're nice or not.
You can try.
Of course. I think the first step is always be nice and try. But I think step two comes quickly.
It might.
So for people just joining us, we're checking into a hotel last week. Parking lot at a hotel, limited on-site parking. There's an auxiliary lot. We were parked there, went out, ran some errands, came back, and the parking lot had dramatically changed. There were cars everywhere, found a spot, and went to turn into it, and there was a woman standing there telling me, no, I'm holding the spot. And I kind of laughed. Then I said some things. My wife laughed. And here's always my concern is, okay, let's say I end up bullying or am rude in any way to get this spot. Then I have to leave my car there. And I don't know these people. I don't know how quick triggered they are. I don't know who's with this person. And my car becomes sort of a sitting duck to anybody that wants to do anything, right? It's like with the road rage incidents where somebody, I was like, let them go. Just let them get ahead of you. Don't try and outrun anybody. You don't want to be if somebody's mad at you, you don't want to be the car in front. You want to be the car behind. Now you're controlling the situation and let them drive away. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive away. So I decided to drive away. I turned the corner and I'm driving down, and just then somebody was pulling out of a spot. I ended up getting a spot anyway. It didn't change the question of whether or not this person's allowed to save a spot and just stand there.
Well, of course
there.
They're not allowed to, but it's right. How do you handle the situation?
So I parked the car. We were in our room. And then about 20 minutes later, I came out of the room and I looked at that spot, and there was a car there, and there was somebody unloading luggage from the car. This was an elderly gentleman, which appeared to be much older than the person saving the spot. So I had the thought, maybe that was like his daughter holding the spot for an old man.
Sugar daddy.
Maybe it was.
Doug, I missed it. Did you say anything to her, or did you just pull away?
I pulled away. Okay, I said a whole lot in the confines of our vehicle.
I know, to you and your wife. But
I actually sat there for a slightly uncomfortable period of time. Like, okay, I'm going to make you stand your ground, and I'm going to make this uncomfortable. But I also was like, I'm not... As you said, it's not worth the confrontation.
No, but now, did you key the old man's car after?
No, I didn't. And I did...
Did you let all the air out of his tires?
I didn't do that either. There was no
bowling ball through the back window.
Didn't hawk a loogie or anything. Come on. No, none of that. But
fine.
But then I thought.
Wait. Yeah, you didn't do any of that. Say it out louder.
Let everybody know.
Yeah,
I did none of that.
No, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Doug didn't do anything.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
All right, a bunch of feedback coming in.
I didn't do anything.
Put the car in park and create a scene. Next text. I would have tried to park in the spot. Then if they don't move, I would put my car in park, blocking the spot so they can't use it either. And then I'd walk away.
That's petty. I like it.
Doug, there's only one right answer. You smile at her and say, okay, no problem. Then you come back a couple hours later and empty all the air out of her tires.
There it is.
Doug didn't do that.
Nope.
No.
Not at all.
Can't prove it.
Regarding Dan Campbell's answer and the Sam Laporta question, who is hurt, it's not almost hearing the exasperation. He sounded ready to cry.
Should I play it again?
Yes, you should.
I don't know, Dave. I don't know.
I
have the answer, Dave.
I make myself feel a lot better to think that he's just mad at Dave.
Right.
Dave's been bothering him lately. Dave's one of those reporters that's like pecking at his neck all the time.
Always pecking.
Yeah. So I almost feel like he. I don't know, Dave. You jackass. Like something like that.
Why would you ask me something like that? Why I was almost out of this press conference without having to provide more information, and you just did that.
Son of a bitch.
You guys didn't see it, but Campbell actually lit up a cigarette after that. And it was like,
cracked open a beer. I just got to calm down. Walked out of the room, came back, and I don't know, Dave, okay? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe he comes back. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I said it was going to be long term. Live with that.
Keep pushing me, Dave.
Yeah, everything was fine. The cop, he had to keep pushing.
Regarding parking spot, Karen. Gator, you are such a Karen about this. The lady's willing to stand there to save a spot. Let her have it. Move on.
No, that's ridiculous. In the grand scheme of things, all right, had I asked, and I said I would have done this nicely, I need to pull in there. If she had said to me, I'm sorry, I understand, but I'm holding this spot for my father. He is, you know, elderly, and he'll be here in 30
Which
seconds.
Which may have been the case, because when I went back later, that guy who was unloading the car looked elderly.
How much later?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Well,
is she going to stay there for 20 minutes?
I don't know how long she stood there. He might, and I don't know how many people she had to fend off.
Fair enough. But let's just say that she had said to me, or to you, yes, my elderly father is right around the corner, and I'm holding a spot for him because he doesn't walk well or whatever, and there aren't many spots. I would have said, okay, I can live with that, right? I have respect for the elderly. Mm-hmm. I just lost my father a couple of years ago. I'm fine with it. I would have driven on. Me being able-bodied, I can do that. Now, if she doesn't provide that kind of information,
move it, toots.
Get right out of the way.
More feedback here. I agree with Gator. Get out of the way or I'm running you over.
No, I'm not going to do that. I did say that, but of course I wouldn't do that.
That's next ridiculous. Text, that was dead ass wrong of the lady, but I won't get involved with that. I would just go wherever.
Did she look like she could have been starting something? Like she had that look?
No, she looked harmless. The problem is that if you win and take the spot away, some people are brazen enough to remember what your car looks like. One voice says to take the damn spot no matter what. The other voice says it isn't worth it to come back to a broken window over it.
Was it a decent hotel or the cameras outside?
It was a decent hotel.
Yeah, there'd be cameras outside to capture that.
A nice place.
After
taking my wife camping, we were staying at a nice hotel. And I really didn't want to make her walk from an auxiliary lot. I would have dropped her off. But
I'm surprised. I'm more surprised that your wife was getting all feisty about this.
That she wasn't?
Yeah.
Maybe she usually does.
But she must have been in a good mood. Nice job, Doug.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep her happy. Happy wife, happy life. And then you just keep moving on. It's part of it is it's the principle of the whole thing. Like, you can't do that. Come on, be a better person. Be a better human being.
Like, are we allowed to do this in America in 2026?
Well, this is when you do it. It's in America in 2026.
I think you're right. America in 2026.
America in 2010, maybe not so much.
What's in it for me? Carson Anderson, 97.1. Carson Anderson, 97.1. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So, stop me if you've heard this before. Lions cornerback Ennis Rakestraw.
Stop. I've heard this before.
Left the Lions practice with a leg injury. There is a tipping point.
Non-contact injury. By the way, what's being reported.
How long is it going to be, Dan?
I don't know, Dave. I don't know. Just saw it.
Lions cornerback Ennis Rakestraw left Thursday's practice early to be evaluated for lower leg injury. That, according to Colton Pouncey. Dave Burkett adds, walked to the locker room under his own power, but tough for a guy who's had a lot of injuries thus far in his career. We just got a text here from a listener. What is Dan doing? Why are dudes getting injured in practice? Do we need to look at Dan here and how he's running his team?
Every football team in the National Football League will have injuries in practice. Every one of them.
Yep.
Nothing the Lions are doing differently. They have the most beautiful practice fields you'll ever see. If you haven't been out there to catch a practice, I am telling you, they are absolutely gorgeous. They're flawless. The fields are flawless. Guys get hurt, man.
You're going to rave about the grass?
I could go on for days about the grass. You've been there. You know. You've set foot on it.
They mow it every day.
Every day.
People walking through there every day, like fixing divots.
That's the other thing they do is they fix divots every day. They have a crew of like 10 guys that go out there, and there's two full practice fields and a third one that's kind of on an angle there. They get out there, and they literally fix divots. They get the divot mix, and the guys are really proficient at scooping it and slapping it down from 4 feet up in the air. I'm amazed at their accuracy. Fields are gorgeous. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if a field's gorgeous. Someone's still going to have a...
Well, it happens.
Injury, the non-contact injury.
The question is there any data that would support that they're doing anything wrong, or is it just bad luck?
I can't imagine his dad or the supports are doing things wrong.
If I were in charge, if I were named president of the Detroit Lions, okay, then we've got a show to finish, so it's don't worry. But if I were to be named president of the Detroit Lions, one of the first things I might do is commission a study. That's what I do. Commission a study on whether or not we're doing anything wrong as it pertains to injuries. Can I do that? Can I commission a study?
Yeah, you may as well do that throughout the National Football League. Because, like I said, this happens everywhere.
Well, I guess I would because I'd have to compare it to what other teams are doing. So it'd be a pretty extensive study.
A league-wide study.
I would commission.
You would appeal to the commissioner. Yeah,
No. Because I don't want to keep the data to ourselves. Figure out, I don't need to share the data.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking out for the betterment of football players everywhere. I'm only looking out for the betterment of my football players.
You're just trying to win a Super Bowl.
I'm trying to win a Super Bowl as president of the Detroit Lions. And yes, to answer your question, yes, we would retire Jack Campbell's number. But the first thing that would be the second thing I did, is announce he'll be the last player to wear.
This is so disappointing and it's disheartening. The non-contact injury, those aren't normally good. Let's hope for the best here. But I mean, it's not, as you get older, you should have the non-contact injuries, right?
Well, you and I have non-contact.
We have non-contact injuries all the time. I sneezed and threw my back out. Yep. It's a non-contact injury. Mm-hmm. I reached over to pick up a sock. Whoops. Don't do that.
Yep.
Non-contact injury.
Yep. Did you ever get out of bed wrong?
All the time.
All the time. Hip.
My hoof hurts.
Yeah. Non-contact injuries, part of our lives.
Yes.
Ennis Rakestraw should not be part of your life.
No. He's like 24 years old. Oh, I hope it's nothing. I hope this is just precautionary.
But Kang is right, though. He said something earlier, and he's 100% right. I've given a lot of thought. We are conditioned to panic as it pertains to this team. I'm not seeing the video of Campbell answering the question about Laporta's situation because somebody said he sounded like he was going to cry. And he said, we think we'll be fine. We think we'll be fine. And he was asked the question, is it going to go into the regular season? He said, I don't know, Dave.
I don't know.
He doesn't look like he's going to cry.
Does he light a cigarette?
No, he doesn't light a cigarette.
Okay.
Nor does he take a drink. Like he
did he take a lap and come back in the room later? No?
No.
Did he adjust his hat?
He didn't. Are we looking for cues that he's lying or uncomfortable?
Did he put his hands on his hips?
Did he look down? Did he look away?
Did he start tugging on his goatee?
What are some of the cues?
Rubbing his hand all over the top of his head.
Right? These are the cues that you might be lying.
Did he look immediately to his left to the PR guys? Guys? No?
Get me out of here.
Right.
What's that? No more questions? Okay.
We're all done. Sorry. Good.
I'm not watching the video without any audio of him answer this question about Laporta.
Is there steam coming out of his ears?
There's a resigned, defeatist look on his face.
Right. Going to read way too much into it.
I know. We are reading way too much. Laporta's probably going to be ready to go week one. He has six catches for 87 yards and a touchdown.
Does he look like he's giving his wife the bad news? Like, look, honey, I know the cabinets were supposed to be here by now, but I just got a call from the contractor. It's going to be another 6 weeks or I'm back order. I'm sorry.
That's what the look kind of is.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a good look. You don't want to have to give that look.
But if anybody is ever working with any construction project, nothing ever gets done on time. It's like the air mattress of promises.
Yeah. You know, exactly.
It's just not happening. All right. I saw Valeni roaming around, but not sure what they have planned coming up next. Gator, do you have any idea what they'll be talking about?
They were talking about hard tissue injuries.
Oh, okay. Don't want those either. Thanks for listening. Carson Anderson, stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.